It's Friday, August 9th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Lindsey Graham promises to repeal Obamacare if Trump and House Republicans win in 2020. Meanwhile, Trump and Melania's smiling photo op with baby orphan in El Paso massacre draws global criticism. And lastly, a new study finds that police are a leading cause of death for young men, especially those of color.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham said this week that Republicans would push to repeal Obamacare if they can win back the House and get Trump reelected in 2020. Graham's repeal bill, originally introduced in 2017, could eliminate major sections of Obamacare and shift money from states like California that expanded Medicaid to states that didn't, like South Carolina. The bill would also force some states to cut health care services and reduce eligibility. Democrats ran on protecting Obamacare during 2018 midterm elections, and thanks to Lindsey, they'll get to follow the same playbook in 2020. Donald Trump has sparked global revulsion after being photographed grinning with a two-month-old child who was made an orphan during Saturday's mass shootings in El Paso, which left 22 people dead. The infant's adopted parents were both killed in the supermarket massacre, and he suffered broken bones when his mother fell to shield him from bullets. When the baby, called Paul, was given to Melania for a photo op, Trump smiled for the cameras and threw in a thumbs up. It was later revealed that the two-month-old had been brought back to the hospital at the request of White House staff, having been discharged days earlier.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
A new study from Rutgers University finds that a police officer's bullet can be a leading cause of young men's deaths. The study looked at men of all races from ages 25 to 29 and found that police killings are the sixth leading cause of death, right after drug overdoses, suicide, and heart disease. The study also found that black men are 2.5 times more likely to be shot by cops than white men. Rutgers isn't alone in arguing that interacting with police is a dangerous, unhealthy proposition for people. Just this week, the New York Health Department warned the public that, quote, involvement with the criminal justice system, even brief contact with the police or indirect exposure, is associated with lasting harm to people's physical and mental health. And now for what we're following today, some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Thursday night, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler told CNN that his panel is conducting an impeachment inquiry. It's on, folks. From The Hollywood Reporter, Long John Silver is dropping Fox News after Tucker Carlson called white supremacy a hoax. The brand is one of more than 20 that have stopped advertising with Fox News because of Carlson's offensive rhetoric. Brazilian Supreme Court minister has barred the Bolsonaro administration from investigating Glenn Greenwald and The Intercept for their reporting on the government's unethical and potential illegal conduct. Wall Street Journal reports that Facebook has offered millions of dollars to ABC News, Dow Jones, Washington Post, and Bloomberg to license their content for a Facebook news station that will debut later in 2019.
Quicker! Quickie!
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.